And opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
What they doing? They smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers, they smiling in your face.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Army National Guard can't retain enough soldiers. The U.S. Army is recommending food stamps for soldiers struggling with inflation. And this week, the United States Army Command Sergeant Major Marco Irenz, he revealed why the socialist regime, the Biden regime can't recruit soldiers. Why? Wendy's, Carl's Jr. Because it's every single job that a young person can go up against, because now they are offering the same incentives that the military is offering. That's our competition right now. Competition is Wendy's, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Taco Bell. My goodness. The United States military is facing its worst recruiting crisis since the creation of the all-volunteer force in 1973. Yeah, right after the Vietnam War. Commander of the United States Army General James McConville vowed not to lower recruitment standards despite trouble finding new soldiers. There aren't any. This is Gen Z. The Gen Zers, they have enough sense to not want to die. They have enough sense, I guess you could say, in a negative way. They don't want to work. Why work when mom and dad will pay my cell bill? I work for a big box store, and the young people that work there, I would ask them, so you're working here so you can get pay for your fingernails, your hairdo, your skateboard, your gas for your car? No. Basically, they were working just to have spending money because mom and dad were taking care of them. Living at home, refusing to get a decent job, not looking into the future. The only Gen Zers, these young children, the only ones that are going to college are the children of the wealthy, because the wealthy are going to make sure they control and maintain their family fortune, and their children are going to be the leaders of the country. So anyhow, enough for the military. Now, during the time of Barack Obama, America's biggest enemy was North Korea. When Donald Trump was president, it was Russia. Today, with Joseph, the not President Biden, China. Just in the matter of 20 years, China has taken a massive leap into the international stage. Massive leap. And they took the biggest leap they've ever taken a year and 4 months ago when they decided to partner up with Vladimir Putin. This jump was the biggest jump China ever made. politically. Then President Putin, he said that it seems like, quote, "It seems like, concerning the Ukraine war, it seems that Ukraine's Western allies have indeed decided to fight Russia until the last Ukrainian. Ukraine has stopped major offensive operations after realizing its forces could not win." True. They have finally, their campaign, the Great Offensive, the Great Summer Campaign, Late Spring Campaign, fizzled out as quickly as it began. Then the Ukrainian counteroffensive did not meet the expectation of the Western states, according to two Western officials and a high-ranking Pentagon representative. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, then he declared, "Some people believe this is a Hollywood movie and expect results now. It's not. Advances by Ukrainian troops have been slower than desired. Whatever some might want, including attempts to pressure us, with all due respect, we will advance on the battlefield the way we deem best." This guy is in denial. He is in 100% with the Ukrainian military commanders. They are in a state of denial. They are nothing. I guess you could say they have kamikaze mentality. The troops that are going into the battles have from four hours to 2 days before their life. They have a short life expectancy, 4 hours to 2 days to 48 hours. So roughly 44 hours from the time they get into the conflict, they're probably not going to be around. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
The wonderful things that he does. Now, is that Joe Biden or is that Vladimir Zelensky? either one of these wizards, you can't. Well, I would say that Biden is doing more wonderful things than Zelensky. Zelensky's just killing every male that has that is gender. See, you only have in that war in Ukraine, there's basically two genders, only two. You don't have a transgender anything over there, because Ukrainian Nazis will make sure that their life expectancy is like 2 minutes. You don't mess with those people. But the males, there's two genders, male and female. The females are tending to the wounded. The males are on the battlefield. The males have a life expectancy of about 44 hours. And Zelensky wants to believe that, yes, they're going to continue to push at Russia, push, and eventually have victories. Well, he's totally mistaken. He's in denial. There's a Ukrainian foreign minister, Dmitry Kuluba, quote, "There is hope. But one should not think only in terms of this counteroffensive. You should not look at this counteroffensive as the last and decisive one. There will be so many counteroffensives, as many as needed to expel Russia from our territory." Well, Mr. Kuluba didn't hear what Vladimir Putin stated. Vladimir Putin is assured of a win in Ukraine. And it's not through nuclear weapons. No, Vladimir Putin has a different strategy. It's called grinding. Just grind and grind and grind the Ukrainian soldiers on the battlefield. We have an industry that we will have more than ample munitions and weapons. Eventually, Ukraine, NATO nations will deplete their stockpiles. The U.S. will continue to deplete their stockpiles. Eventually, the U.S. will send billions more into Ukraine. But when you send billions in without anything to purchase, it's futile. And the munitions that are supposedly going into Ukraine, according to Israeli defense, is ending up in the hands of the Arab nations that are going to go to war with Israel. Israel's concerned about these weapons being redirected to the Arab nations. And the money, the finances, how much of these billions, $10 billion, is actually reaching Ukraine? And for what purpose? No, it's not. The boomerang effect. The money is leaving the shores, digital currency, and it is dispersed to the wealthy of the world, especially coming back to Republican and Democrat alike in this nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, he says, "We have to take a sober look at the current situation. Ukrainian officials have admitted that joining NATO is out of the question for as long as the conflict with Russia is raging. The Western Bloc should focus on new means of support for Kiev. Therefore, I suggest we focus on the top priority in Vilnius, namely strengthening the combat power of Ukraine." This is vain. This is Russia's just going to keep grinding, just pounding away through artillery and drone strikes, missile strikes. Now, what are the corporations of the world, especially the West? What are we looking at? What is, you know, should we even be paying attention to Ukraine? Well, this is out of the Financial Times. BlackRock and J.P. Morgan Chase are aiding the Ukrainian government in setting up a reconstruction bank that could see rebuilding projects being heavily invested in by private entities. There is the fox's tail. The reason we're in Ukraine. Ukraine is the city that has most AI capability of any nation in the world. It is an AI center. It is an AI artificial intelligence project. It is an experiment that everything in Ukraine is based upon technology. It's an AI international. BlackRock, all of these companies, they know that the conflict in Ukraine, and they want this conflict in Ukraine to continue as long as possible because it's good for business. See, these companies, these corporations realized how America benefited after Europe was devastated by war. It was the American industry, the machine, the machina, that benefited the most. This is what made America so great. This is why we were able to put in place a rules-based order, an American-based order. We will tell the nations what to do. We will provide, we will rebuild Japan. We will rebuild Europe. We will rebuild England, Germany, Poland. This is what we will do. And we became, through that, we became the world hegemon. We still are, to a degree. Things have flipped. We are no longer the international power that we were 10 years ago. That has now ended. There's nothing that the nations of the world, and they know there's nothing they can do. The major nations, the unipolar nations, they realize there's nothing they can do to undo what has been done. Russia and China are together the hegemon. Two nations that now are dictating international governing. They are doing international diplomacy with other nations, not America. It's Russia and China. That can never be changed. Now, according to a recruiter at BlackRock, his name is Sergey Varley. He's kind of crude, but he says, war is really bleep good for business. He outlined a scenario in which an investor could profit off a surge of wheat prices triggered by the bombing of the Ukraine wheat silos. Oh my gosh. Volatility creates opportunity to make profit. Before editorializing, it's exciting when bleep goes wrong, right? We don't want the conflict to end as a country, Varley continued. He also boasted about his employer's control of the political system. Quote, it's not who the president is. It's who controls the valet, the wallet of the president. So who's the president? Vladimir Putin. Who controls the wallet for Vladimir Putin? BlackRock. Clarifying that it was the hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks, who run the world. So he's not saying that it's presidents? That's consistent with what the Bible says. It's the rulers of the world, the wealthy of the world, the kings of the world are put in place as servants, civil servants, to oversee what the rulers of the world desire. So again, hedge funds, BlackRock, the bank, these who run the world, all these financial institutions, they buy politicians. You can take a big, you can take a massive amount of money, and then you can stand up to buy people. He said, explaining the senators were very cheap. If you've got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. You can buy a senator for 10 grand. In the Republican Party, we've had it all backwards. We didn't think that our Republican senators could be purchased. What were we thinking? Let's see. This is out of an article out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. And Robert Kennedy Jr., he had a, you know, with Robert Kennedy Jr., with Donald Trump, with Ron DeSantis, with Tulsi Gabbard, with everybody running for the positions of power, I don't know what I was thinking. I should have run for president. Rick for president. Because I would never win. It's not in the cards. It's not ordained for me to win. The Bible already says who's going to win the next, who's going to take power and resume power in this country in the future. Barry Satoro, not Rick. But if I'd have been smart, Rick could have run, Rick for president, and all that you would send to me, I would buy campaign, use money for the ads for my campaign, photos, you know, Cactus and I would be on the front page of newspapers, the two of us together, side by side, you know, we're not going to win, I'm not going to win, Cactus will never be the first lady, hint, hint, but anyhow, I get to keep the money. What was I thinking? Why didn't I run for president? I could have been El Presidente. And ladies and gentlemen, the Speaker of the House, the President of the United States of America, Rick. And just think, I wouldn't win. It's okay. I would have millions and millions of dollars. And I get to keep it. Tulsi's going to get wealthy. Kennedy is going to make big time money. Trump is going to make big time money. DeSantis, you think DeSantis is wealthy now? You just wait. Everybody else that's running, Kamala Harris, I'm wondering why she's hasn't come right out and, you know, I'm wondering why Hillary isn't back there again. Because Hillary, that's wherever the money is, that's where she goes. So anyhow, there was a gentleman by the name of Major General Smedley Butler. We're going to talk about something that he said in 1935, I believe it was. And he tells us the truth. He tells us the whole story and nothing but the story. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back. Rick for President.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin. Son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
It's really sad. The American people are waking up to the reality of who runs, who are the rulers of this nation. Gangsters. We are a paradise as a nation, as a land, a beautiful land. What a marvelous country. And we are a paradise ruled by gangsters. You look at what has happened in the last 2 years and the corruption of the administrations, the corruption in the Senate. These people are calling for violence against their fellow Americans. This has been going on for 6 years, 7 years now. I was listening to Jordan Maxwell. Great individual. Very, very sound. He has been invited to spend time with the most powerful people in this country. And he has stated that with these powerful, powerful people, They are corrupt, very corrupt. He doesn't see any hope for the American people. He doesn't see that there is a way to change anything. I agree with him. I have to agree. I've been looking at this country, who has run this country since the 80s. I agree with him 100%. He said the corruption is in every aspect of government. Federal, at the state level, the county level, city, doesn't matter. Corporations. There was a Smedley Butler, Major General. Quote, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for the big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. Looking back on it, I might have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was to operate his racket in three districts. I operated on three continents. War is a racket. Only a small inside group knows what it's about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the very many. Major General Smedley Butler, at the time of his death, the most decorated Marine in U.S. history. First quote from the November 1935 issue of Common Sense, the second from the Butler's 1935 book, War is a Racket. I know that giving people false hope is actually a crime. It is a crime for people to give their fellow man false hope. So for me to say that we can turn things around in this country, well, I hear every day someone saying we can take back this country. It's like saying you can be the president of the United States. That is false hope. Telling your children you can grow up to be a president if you want, because this is America. False hope, you're telling them a lie. You have to be basically handpicked from a group of people that, from a company of people that you are not part of. And even in that company of these very powerful people in this country, very few of them ever get into the position as a president or senator or Congress or the Supreme Court or CEOs of these major corporations. False hope. The Bible and the events occurring daily are the indicators, the great indicators of the truth of the time that we live in. It truly is the present truth. The present truth is that the nations of this world are going to go to war, the final war, Armageddon. You cannot deny it. People that have any common sense at all can't deny it. You can't. Technology. You cannot deny that now through technology, you can be tracked anywhere in the world. Maxwell Jordan said that basically the people of the world, the average IQ is about 40. And with that kind of an IQ, you have just enough IQ to be able to sit in front of the tube on the weekend watching baseball games, football games, basketball games, soccer matches. That's basically what the people of the world, the men of the world, they want to watch sports. In this country and internationally, in Europe. They want to watch tennis. This is what they want to watch. They don't want to spend their time reading the signs of the times. The signs of the times are everywhere. The world is getting worse, more evil. Things are not changing. Things are going backwards. Sanity. Sanity is like a rare. So people that are sane, rarity. Insanity is abundant. People in this country, you go back 100 years, the people 100 years ago would say the people of our country presently, we are insane. We all belong in mental institutions. They would not understand what's going on.
Don't miss the Tree Farms Gardener Sale going on now. Choose a big 5-year-old Colorado fruit tree for only $199.99. Choose from apple, cherry, peach, pear, or plum. 4-foot Glacier Blue Colorado spruce trees, now only $319.99. Family owned and cared for since 1980, the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to KHNC listeners. He is giving us great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets and the new MyPillow 2.0. For these buy one, get one free offers and a special free shipping program, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC or call 800-948-8229. That's MyPillow.com or 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
So you don't want to give people false hope. The hope, and this is what Christ said, that the hope, the only hope in the years and the decade before his return, he would be the only hope. He, as the Son of God, would be the only one that could take the weight and the heavy load that you're going to, that each one of us is going to have to carry. He would have to carry that load, because you're going to need the help of God, the strength of God, faith in God, belief in God, and your prayers, asking and pleading with God to help you, to keep you, to strengthen you through the time that we're going into. That's the hope I can give you. And I'm just telling you, I can't personally give you that hope. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can give you that hope. He is God. He's the only one that is going to be able to help the end of the peoples of the world, the nations of the world, the races of the world. He's the only hope for his creatures that he created perfect in his garden. He is the savior of the world. He is the one who came to take back what was stolen from him by the serpent in the Garden of Eden. Man was taken from God through the deception of the serpent. Mankind today, through the deception of the serpent, most men and most of the people in this world are in the hand of the serpent. Only Christ can deliver you from his hand and from his plan and the evil that is coming on this world. Jordan Maxwell, one of the last interviews that he said, he did. Again, he wasn't a Christian, I don't think. He had a strange belief system. But he did say that if there was ever a time for the world to believe in God, if you believe in God, this is the time. He said, I have been with these people, these very powerful people, government officials, heads of CEOs of major corporations. He said, the one thing he found wherever he traveled, why he was even allowed to travel in the company of these people, he doesn't know. But he said, all of them worshiped Satan. That's a pretty heavy statement from somebody that may not even be a Christian. He understood the evil that these people were involved in. He said, they control everything. They control everything in every country, on every continent, period. He said, he's not just talking about maybe not taking back, being able to help save our country from these people, but he said, I'm talking about the whole world. These people control the whole world. And this is exactly, and I don't know how much of the Bible he read, but this is exactly what Christ said, that the whole world lies in the evil one. And this evil one is an entity, brilliant, brilliant entity, more brilliant than any man ever born. Not as brilliant as Christ, not as wise, and not eternal in the sense of eternal, from eternity to eternity. He had a beginning. This serpent had a beginning. He had a genesis. He had a start. He will have an end as far as his rule, as far as his ability to control men and deceive mankind. But that time, very shortly, he's going to be locked up. He's going to be chained with chains that he cannot get out of and thrown into a bottomless pit. Well, he's going to be thrown into a bottomless pit. He's not going to be chained, but he'll be put in a place where he has absolutely no power. But until then, he has flesh and blood, people with minds, eyes, ears, hands, feet, that do what are commanded so that he can build his kingdom and retain power in his kingdom. And one of the great kingdoms that he will rule at the end of the world is America, the land of the plumed serpent. We are here in this country. Maxwell said that there is no way. He said, I don't want to. He knows what they do, who they are. But he says, I'm not going to even. Everybody wants to know. Well, what do you know? He said, but 2 weeks from now, they'll want to know something different, something new. They'll want new insight. He said, no, that's going to get me killed. He says, I don't want to be taken to Guantanamo Bay and have my fingers cut off. I don't want to be found committing suicide with two shots to the back of my head. He says, no, I've learned, keep my mouth shut. I can tell you everything I know, but it's not going to change anything. And this is true. These people are going to do what God has allowed them to do. We cannot change it. We are the victims. Mankind, we are the victims. I'm not going to give you false hope. The truth is, the Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God, is the only way, the only hope that this world that is controlled by the wicked, the only hope in this world is the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be back.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know.
Now, I am going to give you hope. You know, Christ said, don't fear him that is able to kill the soul, but fear him who is able to take both soul to kill the body and take the soul to eternal fire. Don't fear Satan. He can only kill the body. But fear Christ, who is able to take even your soul into fire. But by believing in on him, believing in him, you can have eternal life. And you're going to need the power of His Spirit going into the future. I know this isn't for everybody, but you're not going to forget what I'm saying. The only hope is belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. He's the only one that's going to help mankind. But even then, He said, if He didn't return this second time, and the whole creation is going to plead and beg for His return, the creatures and mankind, and they're going to plead and ask that He returns to end the rule of the wicked upon the earth. And He said, if He didn't return, no flesh would be saved. This is how, if you think it's tough now, it's not, this isn't compared to what's coming. This, what we have presently, is the best for now that we're going to have, because it's going to get harder. Look at what's happened in just 4 years since the last election. Look at the difficulties, how they have exacerbated year to year, half a year to half a year. This country is mad. The politicians in this country, the policies, are verge on insanity. Technology has become so powerful that we have no rights, not just in this country, but internationally. And this country, they have had a taste. The rulers of this nation have had a taste like of power like they have never had ever since America became a nation. And they are not going to give up that power. Not for you, not for me, not for Aunt Susie in Des Moines, Iowa. They're not going to give up that power for anybody. They are drunk with that power. They like that power more than they like adrenochrome. And they're not going to give up their power. America is not going to take second place in the world. We will destroy the world before we take second seat. We will not take second fiddle. If we can't own it all, we'll destroy it all. We'll destroy everything in the ocean, on the ocean, every jungle, every creature. This is how destructive man is. And these people, they will trade tit for tat. If we can't have it, nobody gets it. We'll flatten that basketball. Nobody will play basketball. It's going to be our way, or else there'll be no game. Have a wonderful week. May the God of peace be with you over the weekend. I will visit. We'll visit again next Monday. Sunday, 9 to noon.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bleed stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.